AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A grand jury in Colorado indicted three officers and two paramedics in the death of Elijah McClain in 2019. The black man was put in a chokehold and injected with a powerful sedative. A 911 caller in Aurora, Colorado reported he looked suspicious. This is Attorney General Phil Weiser.
Elijah McClain's memory will live on as a blessing to all of us. After his death, Colorado continues to lead on law enforcement accountability.
The New Orleans Saints are being displaced, at least to start the season, because of Hurricane Ida. The Saints are moving their home opener a week from Sunday against the Green Bay Packers to Jacksonville, Florida. Entergy says it has restored electricity in some parts of New Orleans, but it has a lot of work ahead elsewhere. Ida also made gasoline hard to find. Warren Meline found an open station.
There's nothing open and all the way through Baton Rouge, and we were lucky to find this. So we just jumped off the exit, and here we are. We're in line. I'm next. That's good.
New Orleans officials announced seven places around the city where people could get a meal and sit in air conditioning. The Biden administration is laying out plans to address a sharp jump in housing prices.
Simply put, there are too few houses available to buy, and those on the market are too expensive for millions of Americans, leaving them priced out of ownership or spending much of their income on rent. The White House is proposing several policy shifts to boost home affordability, including plans to build and restore more than 2 million homes, deliver 100,000 affordable housing units, and boost financing options for apartment buildings. Still, the president's top economic advisors warn the housing supply crunch could linger. Researchers at Freddie Mac estimate the U.S. is 3.8 million homes shy of what's needed to meet demand. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Progress is being reported in fighting the Big Caldor wildfire around Lake Tahoe in California. This is AP News. China and U.S. officials plan to meet to talk about reducing pollution.
Relations between Washington and Beijing have been strained by disputes over trade, technology, and human rights. But the sides have identified the climate crisis as an area for possible cooperation. Now, climate envoy John Kerry is scheduled for meetings with his Beijing counterparts. He's called for stronger efforts to curb rising temperatures to no more than 1.5 degrees Celsius over pre-industrial levels, and is urging China to join the US in urgently cutting carbon emissions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Two men were arrested in Massachusetts on suspicion of digging in an area of protected fossilized dinosaur footprints. According to the trustees, the preservation organization that oversees the site, there are more than 800 dinosaur footprints in the 8-acre area. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.